that was the Hologrinders, and that was called P.R. Deathrop. And the Hologrinders are a Hamilton surf band. Unfortunately, their drummer Dean passed away, so they haven't played for a while. But Stan and Greg and Dean are still around, so hopefully they'll reform with a new drummer at some stage. So I'm Jane and this is Heart Talks, and we're just talking about living the life you love and doing what you love, and I'm particularly interested in that turning point, in that transition of, you know, doing the mundane job, doing the 9 to 5, and then shifting into a whole different career path of doing what you really love. And how does that work? How does that look? And I was talking to a friend earlier, and she used to be a school teacher, and she is now in Bali fundraising to plant a rice field, and absolutely loving it. And the transition that got her from school teaching to doing that is, yeah, it's quite a cool story. Anyway, we're going to be having a guest on the show later on, but for now, let's have some country.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. Little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar.
was Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. So, yeah, and we do a pretty cool line dance to that song at the Raglan Club on a Thursday night. So tomorrow night we'll be there. And if you want to learn line dancing, head down at 5:30 because the gorgeous Louisa, well, she teaches, but actually tomorrow we have a surprise teacher coming down to teach us a new dance, so that's exciting. Yeah, and then James Ray, the wonderful country singer, comes on from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and yeah, he's pretty cool. He's won awards and everything in New Zealand and played over in America and, yeah, Memphis and all around. So here he is here with his new single, 4th of July.
From miles around, gather round before the sun went down. Roasting marshmallows by campfire light on the 4th of July. Having summertime fun, sipping lemonade, playing in the sun, sleeping in the shade. Picking in a green and granny's white and flies on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and French fries, ice cream and apple pie. On the 4th of July, yeah. Running barefoot through the front yard, playing spin the bottle out behind the bar, chasing fireflies into the night on the 4th of July. Spitting watermelon seeds to see who's best. Pops drop his teeth and the dog hit the rest. Laugh so hard we all darn near cried on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and French fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. Johnson's Creek, I thought I'd grown up when I got my first peek. A sweet Becky Smith in the moonlight on the 4th of July. Got my first kiss when I was 10. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. She kicked me in the shin and punched me in the eye on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and French fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and French fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. On the 4th of July. On the 4th of July.
That was James Ray and his new single, 4th of July. And, yeah, he plays at the Raglan Club every Thursday night, except the last Thursday of the month. Yeah, and if you told me I would get into country music even 6 months ago, I wouldn't have believed you because... but since joining line dancing down there, such fun. And, yeah, the music's pretty good. So, yeah, we're talking about, this is Heart Talks, and we're just talking about connecting to our own hearts and bringing that to the world and what that looks like. And if you've just tuned in for the first time, I'm Jane, and I have scarred vocal cords. That's why I might sound a little bit different from surgery back in 1987. And, yeah, it was a medical mishap, and the this is how I've sounded ever since. So, yeah, grateful to be on here and sharing stories. We're going to have somebody come on soon and share a bit about their story and, what they're doing, how they've transitioned into leading a life that they now love and doing what they're doing and how that looks. So, yeah, and I was talking to my friend Margaret before online and, you know, saying that she used to be a school teacher and now she's over in Bali fundraising for Ricefield and absolutely loving it. And her turning point in her story was COVID. And it's probably a turning point for a lot of people because it really sort of made people have to sit back and take note and just develop a little bit more awareness of, you know, am I really heading in the direction I want to head in this lifetime? So, yeah, Margaret didn't want to get vaccinated, so she ended up finishing her job and doing a bit of online teaching at home. And then that went into a little bit more self-study and then participating in online groups and really developing her awareness and intuition. And then that led her to intuiting a move to Bali. And now this. So, yeah, it's really just putting one foot after the other sometimes, isn't it? Anyway, let's have another song. This is Rodriguez and Cause.
My job 2 weeks before Christmas. And I talked to Jesus at the sewer, and the Pope said it was none of his goddamn business. While the rain drank champagne, my Estonian archangel came and got me wasted. 'Cause the sweetest kiss I ever got is the one I've never tasted. Oh, but they'll take their bonus pay to Molly McDonald. Neon lady, beauty's that which obeys, is bought or borrowed. Cause my heart's become a crooked hotel, full of rumors. But it's I who pays the rent for these fingered face out of tuners. And I make 16 solid half-hour friendships every evening. Your queen of hearts, who's half a stone and likes to laugh alone, is always threatening you with leaving. Oh, but they'll play those token games on Willie Thompson. And give a medal to replace the sun. Of Mrs. Annie Johnson. Cause they told me everybody's gotta pay their dues. And I explained that I had overpaid them. So overdue, I went to the company store. And the clerk there said that they had just been invaded. So I set sail in a teardrop and escaped beneath the door sill. Cause the smell of her perfume echoes in my head still. Cause I see my people trying to drown the sun in weekends of whiskey sours. Cause how many times can you wake up in this comic book and plant flowers?
Rodriguez and Coors. Gosh, what an amazing writer he is. While the rain drank champagne, what a cool line. And yeah, just incredible. I do a bit of writing. I wrote a little book called Listen, Just Draw a Circle. And it's a little bit autobiographical, a little bit about my story on animal communication. And it teaches you how to connect and communicate with your own animal family. So, yeah, it's a nice little easy read book. And you can get it on my website, Happily Heart. So, yeah, this whole thing about doing what you love. We've got someone that will be in here very soon. He's actually already here. Probably already very familiar to you. So, yeah, we'll just be having a chat about his journey. In the meantime, let's have some Aretha Franklin.
This morning and circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why I had that sad and lonely feeling until my baby called and said, "We're through." Yesterday, this time I sang a love song. But today, I'm singing the blues. makes me kind of funny. How love can be this way. We were lovers last night, honey, but I'm alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair. Be written for me that I should be the one to always lose. For yesterday, yesterday this time I'll sing a love song.
And that was Van Morrison with Warm Love. And so now we're going to have a chat to our very own Over the Fences, Craig Mitchell. And, just hear a little bit about his story in relation to bringing your heart to the world. So, hi, Craig.
Kia ora, Jane. Hey, listeners, how is?
Nice to have you on here.
Thank you very much for inviting me on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being our first one to kick us off.
No worries at all. No, I'm excited to be here.
Cool. Okie dokie. So, in relation to your work, what you're doing now and stuff, and where you're at now in life, what do you love? Like, what makes you leap out of bed in the mornings, and what makes your heart sing?
Yeah, what makes it good? I don't know. I mean, like, I've had the last few years had a high sort of appreciation of gratitude, I suppose, you know what I mean? So that's, I guess, where I start most of my days these days. You know, I get up and, think how lucky I am to have another day sort of on the planet sort of thing, really. But, vocation-wise, I love kind of what I'm doing. It's, I love being outside. I love being with animals, and I love people, right? And it's all sort of around these areas now where I'm doing my mahi. So, yeah, it's I guess that's what gets me out of bed in the morning, these things. But I think, underlying it all is basically a base appreciation of life and being alive and, how great it is.
Yeah, cool.
That answers your question.
So you mentioned, like, you love animals and you love working with people. So let's, talk about that. And what is it with working with people that you'd really love to get into doing?
The growth in people, the way I look at people is everyone's got a potential, right? And I think what you're trying to do on this show here, I think there's an innate sort of born desire in everyone to follow some sort of vocation or do something or achieve something in their life that maybe they just haven't figured out yet or are on their way to figuring out or whatever. I think that's kind of, and if I can help, someone or people or whatever get to that in themselves, that's great, I like watching people grow and develop into who they sort of are and who they want to be, I guess, is why. I like working with people, I suppose.
Have you always like worked with people, or is this something relatively new? I mean, what were you doing?
It's something relatively new for me, probably. I mean, I haven't really been doing it for long, but I've been interested in it for a while. Like, I just did a degree, just finished that last year, I think it was, around about this time last year. And that was to look into doing sort of mental healthy stuff with rural folks mostly, and because the suicide rate and what have you for farmers is ridiculously high, compared to the rest of New Zealand's population and even worldwide, right? So it's that's kind of I can relate to farmers and things like that, and if I can be of some use there, helping them out, how they, in their sort of states, that's great. That's what I want to sort of do, I guess. Yeah.
Cool. So what's your degree in?
Did a BA, majoring in psychology, minor in disability and rehab is what I did. Extramurally through Massey, so.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked. And that's an interesting fact about the farmers and the suicide rate. Never would have thought that. But, it's something that's probably not given much sort of airtime.
No. The stats are pretty consistently high for farmers. There's there's obvious things like isolation and because you're working, just out by yourself a lot of the time, most farmers, really high debt levels on farm, and, a lot of things are out of your control, right? If it's a drought or it's floods or whatever, there's not much you can do about any of that. So I guess these are all contributing factors. And I think also, which I think is changing though, luckily, is like the fact that there's a lot of, you know, the old she'll be right stoic sort of attitude, you know, especially amongst the old generation of farmers where you don't really talk about how you're feeling or whatever. But like I say, I think that really is changing in the last sort of few years at least anyway, which is great. So, yeah. And I guess it's just, you know, having that conversation and that sort of thing is where, yeah, that's where I see opportunities to sort of, you know, for people to move into that space, I feel like.
Yeah, cool. And you have a connection to farming yourself, so there's a lot of threads there.
Yeah, yeah. No, before I moved down here to Whangaroa, which was, I don't know, maybe about 10 years ago or something like that, I was on the home farm up in Ornie Fiddle for 10 years before that, and I work sort of on farms and that a bit now as well, so yeah, that's kind of but I love it, you know. I love being outdoors, right? I'm an outdoors sort of animal, so and like I say, I work with animals too, so yeah, farming's I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a real crossover there with the mental health and the farming.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what was your turning point like? Obviously, you made a decision to go and study.
Mm.
Was there, like, something that led you to that, you know, like coming out of farming? And what was the turning point for you?
I don't know if there's an actual turning point. Well, there was a number of things, right? I was thinking, you know, because there's not a lot of services available to especially rural folks and, you know, males in particular, really, in these areas. And, you know, so that got me to thinking, well, maybe I could contribute to that somehow. And then, you know, I was like, well, you know, what's the best way for me to do that? So I did the degree, rightly or wrongly. Is it going to be any use? Well, hopefully, you know. It's a lot more difficult getting into it than I thought it would be, to be honest. But so, yeah, I guess that was one. I've had my own sort of battles with sort of mental health and whatever, so, you know, and so I kind of know what it's like, and, you know, like a lot of people, I've known a few people who've, you know, taken their own lives because they couldn't see any other way about it, right, and things like that. So, yeah, I guess it came out of my relationship with sort of mental health as to, you know, well, maybe I could do something useful in this area for other folks maybe, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I guess that's where I'm at with it, yeah. Turning point-wise, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just, so you're still in that transitioning period, really. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
And working with some community groups and...
Yep. I'm a part of the Whangaroa Suicide Awareness group, which has begun a few years now. Last year, for example, we brought Rob Mokoraka into town for the Shopro show, and set up the Hikoi for Hauora Walk, which will be happening again this year, around about November sometime. And there's an event coming up actually mid-August for any people working in wellness and that, actually. This might be a good opportunity to put that out there. We're still settling on the date, but that'll be happening in a few weeks for just people working in sort of the wellness sort of area around here in Whangaroa, and even regionally or nationally or whatever, and just to get together and basically connect and meet each other and, you know, see who's doing what and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'll keep you posted on that one. So once we get the dates finalised and things like that, we'll put the comms out for that. But, yeah, that's something we're working towards there. I forgot your question now. What was it again, sorry?
Just that you're still sort of transitioning. You've really just finished studying.
And
got all that under your belt, and now you're just transitioning into bringing really what this looks like in your own way to the world.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I guess I'm still figuring out where I sort of fit in it all. You know, what can I do? Where's my energy best spent? And you know, which. These sorts of things, you know, where am I going to be most used, basically, and what skills can I offer at the moment, and what skills do I need to offer more, and so, yeah, it's an ongoing thing, you know, it's still developing in this area, right, it is a transition, but, and will that ever end? I don't actually really know, to be honest, but, it's exciting, and it's all part of it, right, all part of the journey, so, yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's definitely an avenue there to really serve the farmers, you know, in their mental health. But I could imagine they're not that forthcoming in asking for it.
No. I mean, there's already some good organisations out doing stuff. Rural Support Trust, of course, and there's Farm Strong's got some online resources in that as well. But the waiting times for, you know, to see anybody about anything are so long, you know, like 3-4 weeks or whatever, if you want to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And then, of course, it's getting to, you know, if you're out in the WOPS, right, getting to the town to see someone or making the time when you're busy on farm doing stuff and that. So I think rurally it's more about getting the services actually out to the, you know, the smaller communities, as opposed to trying to make them all come into town all the time and that sort of thing, you know. So I think that's all a part of it too, for me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So there's a lot in the pipeline, and it's a bit like the Fibonacci, where it sort of starts off small and, you know, little, and then once it starts to grow, it just sort of spreads like wildfire, really. So it's really just keeping the focus and keeping your intention and your end result, and keeping the vision of what you'd love to create.
Yeah, that's it. It's keeping true to yourself, isn't it? You know, it's like, okay, well, this is what I want to do, and you know, how am I going to do it? And like I say, it's keeping that focus and not getting distracted by other things or whatever, and always just have it, I guess, you know, on your mind, you know, okay, well, how's this going to serve me long term or whatever, I suppose. Things like that. So that is all a part of it, I guess, you know. Just what's that? Yeah, it's sort of, yeah. Yeah, it's keeping your heart in your mind as well, what you want to do, right?
And like you said, staying true to you, you know, staying, you know, you've done the study, you've stepped into this new sort of realm from farming into this, and sort of the degree's been a huge conduit. Mm. And so now it's just about how do you bring that in with your own sort of flavour, really.
It's recognising the problems, and then sort of, yeah, okay, well, where can I possibly help, you know, this person or these people with that, and, you know, what can I offer. And and I think in that is, you know, there's a level of self-awareness, right, and that you've got to bring to it, I guess, you do, like you do most things, right, you know, am I actually the right person for this, or am I not, and, you know, all these things you've got to consider, I guess, right, if any of that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It does, because there is a level of safety involved with what you're trying to do in bringing, you know, the farming community into speaking about things they wouldn't normally speak about.
Mm.
And so there's that you and who you are as a being a farmer, and bringing your own self there, it sets up a level of safety, and they feel more able to, you know, speak about things they wouldn't normally, and
which is connection ultimately, right? It's of course, yeah, you know, so there's connection with, I guess, with yourself and with whoever you're talking to, right? You know, like everything is, and I guess any sphere of life, right? Yeah,
cool. Okay, so we have one last question.
Yes.
But should we play a song in the meantime?
And sure.
Just lost.
What are you going to play for us?
That's a very good question. I think we might play. Dolly Parton.
Right on.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Jolene, and we're talking to Craig Mitchell.
Hello again.
About bringing his heart to the world and doing what he's doing. And so, yeah, we've just been chatting about him being a farmer, and now he's done a degree, completed that in mental health, and is now going to find his niche in helping the farming community that are struggling.
Well, I hope so.
Most definitely. So, just one last question, and that is, what did you love doing when you were a kid growing up?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
What I used to like to do, I used to, like, mucking around in the creek on the farm at home, you know, playing around and jumping in and out and, you know, making huts in the trees or making forts or wandering around, picking mushrooms. Yeah, just being out and climbing trees, things like that, just sort of being out and about, just doing stuff in nature, really. That was my... what I used to love doing, yeah, pretty much,
Brilliant, yeah. Nice childhood by the sounds.
Yeah, it was lovely, yeah.
Did you like rescuing, if you saw little animals or creatures that were struggling, did you like helping them, did you take them home and...
Yeah, and I used to like, you know, I've always liked feeding them, like calves and things like that, and you know, it was lambs for a time on the farm too. So, yeah, I mean, I helped out a few of them when I could, sort of thing, I've always been drawn to animals, dogs, you know, I've always loved hanging around with dogs and things like that. Not so much cats, but yeah. But I think I've always kind of loved animals, right, you know. It's just, I guess, part of me, I suppose, part of my makeup, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
No problem.
Being our first ever guest on Heart Talks, and what it looks to bring your true self and, you know, and just do you in life, really. Yeah.
No, it's been a privilege being the first guest. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. It's, and, yeah, I love what you're doing on the show, and keep it up. And, yeah, it's great. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you, Craig. So, another song. Lucinda Williams. Something about what happens when we talk. And, yeah, just having a chat to Craig here. And we're just talking about how animals are and how that rolls out and, you know, how they function, and especially wild animals, but even animals on the farm, you know, they're always just in the present moment. And that's... where we want to be, because we don't want to be worrying about what's going on in the past, what's going on, you know, in the future. We want to be completely in the present, because that's where the ego doesn't exist, and that's where animals are most of the time. And yeah, and I was just saying, if you watch a leopard on safari, then, you know, they don't wait for outside circumstances to dictate that it's right to do stuff. They just go and do it. They don't worry that there's a lion just over there about to jump them and kill them. They just carry on. So, yeah, what do you reckon about that, Greg?
Yeah, I think that's a great thought to sort of end the show on that one. Because being present is, you know, brings you awareness of yourself and, you know, things around you, and I think you're right. I haven't really thought about that before, but I think, yeah, animals do live in the present moment, right? They're just sitting there eating grass or drinking water or whatever they're doing, right? And, you know, I think you're right. If we as humans sort of lived more in the present, and I know, yeah, a lot of people try to, and it's not always easy, but you're exactly right about the ego and that too. I feel like it's like, if you're always, if you're stuck in the past or worrying about the past all the time, well, oh man, what's, you know, the future going to bring me? You're immediately taking away yourself out of your own life almost. That might sound a bit dramatic, but if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you're depriving yourself of your actual life right now, which is there to be enjoyed, right?
Yeah.
You only get this day once ever, in this moment once ever in your life. So, I think that's a great thought.
And not letting those outside circumstances dictate where we want to head. You know, you might not have the right amount of money, and you might not be living where you want to live or have the partner you want to have, but you can still go for what you love. You don't have to wait for all that to line up. You can just be like the leopard and just go for it regardless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're alive, right? And you enjoy it, even though, if you don't have everything you want or whatever, if you actually, I guess, take time to appreciate what you do have, and, you know, it's just a change of mindset, I suppose, that way, isn't it? It comes down to more appreciation and gratitude for what you actually have and where you're at and whatever, as opposed to, oh, I wish this, oh, I wish that, and like we said, taking you out of the present moment doing that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Good, like you say, good thought to end on. Yeah. And, thanks again for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Cool. Well, that's our show for today, and we're going to end on Holly Arrowsmith, Love Together, because that's what it's all about, really. Bottom line is love and finding what you love doing. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch up again next week.